It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
American soccer fans, welcome to episode 103 of the USA Soccer Cast. We are bringing you everything about the U.S. national teams, the players, the leagues, and everything else that impacts the game of soccer in these United States. I'm Donald Wine. It's Thursday, April 6, 2023. And today, we got to discuss the rumors about Lionel Messi's future and whether they include a move to Major League Soccer. It's been hot on the general discussion of fans throughout the past couple of weeks as one of the greatest players of all time makes a decision on where he will play soccer after his contract with Paris Saint-Germain ends this summer. It's interesting. He's at PSG, a club that is trying so hard to be looked at as one of the biggest clubs in the world with the brightest stars. They have Kylian Mbappe, Neymar, and Lionel Messi among several stars. But this season has not gone even close to expectations for them. They currently have a six-point lead in Ligue 1, but they've lost two in a row in the league. They crashed out of the Coupe de France in the round of 16, and they did the same in Champions League, not even scoring a goal in their two-legged matchup with Bayern Munich. So all of that has people thinking that Lionel Messi is going to leave PSG at the end of the year. And sure enough, talks between the club and player have broken down in recent days again. So it's led to more of the chatter that Lionel Messi could come to Major League Soccer, specifically Inter Miami. Messi to Miami. That's been a rumor that's been floating around for the better part of a year. And even when Messi said that they were close to agreeing to an extension earlier this year with PSG, people were still saying that Messi was coming to Inter Miami in MLS. The league found several ways to keep dropping those two names into the media together to keep the frenzy going. Messi in MLS, Messi in Miami. That was the chatter for a long while. But will he actually come? Is it just a farce? It's been something that's been debated in soccer bars and tailgates, again, for the better part of 12 months now. And of course, it heated up even further after Messi led Argentina to the 2022 World Cup title a few months ago. But there are looming questions around any deal that would bring who many call the GOAT to South Beach. How would Inter Miami, first of all, fit him in under the current calendar? First of all, how would Inter Miami fit him in under the current salary cap structure? They currently have two players under designated player contracts, Leonardo Campana and Rodolfo Pizarro. So they have a spot open for another player or a GOAT. But how much money would it cost? That's the question. Some thought for the while, or at the very least, they tried to sell the thought that getting Lionel Messi to MLS was attainable, that he would accept less money to play in America. But no one ever answered the question, at what cost? Well, a couple of weeks ago, we started to form at least a semblance of what proverbial price Major League Soccer was willing to pay. And while there is no dollar amount attached to it, MLS Commissioner Don Garber essentially said that the league was prepared to ask each of the owners of the 29 teams in the league to shoulder the burden of cost together. That's right. Garber basically said every owner would have to chip in so that the league could land Messi and he could play where he wanted, which is assumed to be Miami. And that's where most of the fans in the league, of course, outside of South Florida, began to lose it. Because this league is single entity. Everyone would have to chip in. For fans of penny-pinching teams, it would mean that they would be counting on to chip in a bit extra so that another team could potentially find the riches of having Messi in their uniform and playing for their team. And if you're a supporter of every team not named Inter Miami, you should be upset at that. I mean, I'm a DC United fan, and I sure as hell don't want DC United to contribute to an opponent and help in getting them better. Many say that they barely chip into this own team, so why would they open up their pockets to fund another team's transfer? Now, some proponents of this proposed plan have offered that there is some precedent when it comes to the league funding the transfer of a major star for a team. Back in 2013, when Clint Dempsey moved from Tottenham to the Seattle Sounders, the league facilitated that deal by paying for the transfer fee. That transfer fee was $9 million. A lot of money. But there were 19 teams in the league at that point, and one of them was still Chivas USA, which a year later would be taken over by the league and folded because they ran owner Jorge Vergara out. But 19 teams meant every team was paying around $473,000 in change for Deuce's transfer fee. That was roughly the cost of what a DP counted against the salary cap. So most teams were kind of like, yeah, that's fine. And it's something that they all said, we can work with this. But the reason why they would work with it is because they felt they would be able to get their money back. Why? Well, we still had a schedule at that point where every team got to face Clint Dempsey and the Seattle Sounders every year. If they're in the Western Conference, Deuce was coming to see them every year. If they were in the East, every other year, they got to promote the fact that World Cup hero and U.S. men's national team legend Clint Dempsey was coming to town. They could promote it, perhaps even have dynamic ticket pricing for that match, and figure out a way to capitalize on his presence on the field. That ain't the same example now. That's not the same scenario. This is Lionel Messi, arguably the most recognizable face on this planet. The price of the brick is going to be much higher, much higher. His salary will likely be eons higher than Deuce's transfer fee. There are also 29 teams now, and that would move to 30 at some point in the near future, and but the problem is Messi will not face all of them in a year unless we're going to a 43-game schedule. Can you imagine? Imagine a team chipping in for Lionel Messi to come to the league and then that team won't even get a chance to face him. Can you imagine that? Imagine explaining to your supporters that you're penny pinching because you had to chip in to help another club in the league and you get zero direct return on that investment. Look, the way the schedule has been the last few years, teams may not face Messi for several seasons. For sake of example, again, I'm a DC United fan. The last time DC United faced the Seattle Sounders was in 2019. It's 4 years ago. And they won't even face each other in the regular season this year. So a fan base is going to riot if their team chipped in to give another team, Lionel Messi, even a rival, and they won't even get the chance to see him play. People will beg to be price gouged on tickets, like literally. Begged, and your team may not even get that opportunity. Those are some of the many questions that the league has not answered, but that hasn't stopped them from continuing to try and keep this league's name right next to Messi's in the press as he decides his future. Miami doesn't even have their stadium built yet. I love the city. I went to law school down there. They've been trying to build a stadium down there for years. You're not bringing Messi or any crown jewel of a player of that magnitude to the United States to play in a temporary stadium built on the ashes of Lockhart Stadium. You just aren't. And they could be cash-strapped for a long time to the point where, unless you have an angel billionaire investor, he's never playing in a new stadium in the 305. Just some things to keep in mind. I want to pause here for a break because after this, We're going to get into a couple other factors, including the biggest reason I think that Lionel Messi coming to Major League Soccer is just not going to happen. That reason, after this.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We are back, and I'm breaking down the Messi to MLS rumors and some of the factors that have always led me to feel and tell people that it's likely never going to happen. And let's continue with this. Fabriziano Romano, the great transfer guru, he had a tweet the other day that gave some bullet points of Messi's future. He's been all over this from the very beginning, as he normally is, because, again, he's the man. Romano mentioned that Messi had had talks with FC Barcelona, his old club, and he's been dealing directly with PSG, and there have been some issues with the contract that PSG gave him because it didn't include the sporting guarantees that Messi wanted. That's part of the reason why talks have broken down, and with PSG also reportedly giving some similar sporting guarantees to Kylian Mbappe when he re-signed last year, Messi rightfully wanted the same, and it doesn't appear like he's going to get it. Barcelona now has entered the fray, of course. They want Messi to return to the club where he became the arguable GOAT with his years of success. But how do I say this plainly? They ain't got no money. Barca had to let Messi go a couple seasons ago because of financial fair play. They didn't have the cash, and it's still in effect for them. They have to figure out how to balance the books better. And you know what? They actually got to pay their players. There are several notable players on that team, on that roster right now, and we know who they are, who are owed tens of millions of dollars each in unpaid wages and bonuses. And they still owe them. There's some guys who wanted to leave the club but couldn't because they knew they'd lose the money that was owed them. The fact that people are letting Barca into the Messi sweepstakes, that they're even talking to Messi's people, and that Messi is even entertaining this is something I just can't understand. They got to tell Elmo why. Tell Elmo why that's allowed, because Elmo just don't get it. But Barca is one of the listed teams with a chance. And if he's going to entertain going back there, despite their billion plus euros of debt and players not getting paid, does MLS really stand a chance there? There's even the renewed discussion of Messi returning home to Argentina to play out the rest of his days at his boyhood club, Newell's Old Boys. He's flirted with this idea before, and now him returning home as the hero that just brought home a World Cup would be the continuation of his deification in that country, to be Argentina's new living soccer immortal that walks among his people. It would truly be a wonderful thing if he did that, to return to his roots after leaving there so long ago. However, Fabrizio Romano has said that it's priority for Messi to remain in Europe and compete there, which makes him returning to Newell's Old Boys probably as long a shot as MLS is. So now we've arrived at the biggest reason, in my mind, the absolute biggest factor that tells me that MLS is in a race on Thursday that was won 3 months ago. And that factor is Saudi money. It's been a little over 2 months since Cristiano Ronaldo went to Saudi club Al Nassr to the tune of about 200 million euros a year for 2.5 years. Plus, it suggested that he's going to get another 200 million euros to serve as ambassador to Saudi Arabia's bid to host the 2030 Men's World Cup. Golly, when that happened, did he get all of the smoke? He got clowned from Bed-Stuy to Bhutan, from Australia to Altoona, over the fact that he had lost it and he had basically was retiring by going to Saudi Arabia to play out the rest of his career. He was washed, they said. Took the money and ran. Well, what many didn't realize is that Messi got offered similar money too before the World Cup. Messi was offered the same amount of money by Al Hilal, which is Al Nassr's bitter crosstown rival in Riyadh, and they're the most successful club in the Middle East. Messi is already an ambassador to Saudi Arabian tourism, so for some it made sense. But Messi at the time wanted to stay and compete in Europe and play in Champions League and go for more silverware. He had just won the World Cup, and he felt he had the leverage with PSG to get more money and to make that dream continue. Well, Al-Hilal has decided to throw other chips on the table, all of them. Fabrizio Romano reported just the other day that Al-Hilal has submitted an offer to sign Lionel Messi to a contract that would be worth 400 million euros per year. 400 million euros per year. Saudi Arabia wants to boost the profile of its top-flight league, and what better way to do that than to be able to once again witness Messi versus Ronaldo? We saw a glimpse of it earlier this year in a friendly. PSG played Al Nassr in a friendly, and everybody was, oh my goodness, this could happen. But on rival teams, once again, this is the dream. Saudi Arabia sees that potential, and that's why they're offering money that you or I will never, ever see in a room, even if we toured the Federal Reserve Bank. You think Major League Soccer is competing with 400 million euros per season as a league, as a team? 400 million euros is 435 million U.S. dollars right now. According to the latest valuation by Forbes, if you were to believe these valuations, $435 million is equal or greater than the value of the Houston Dynamo, Chicago Fire, Orlando City, the Vancouver Whitecaps, FC Dallas, CF Montreal, and the Colorado Rapids. And that annual money, remember, $435 million per year, would just be $15 million short of catching the values of Real Salt Lake and the San Jose Earthquakes. And that doesn't even list St. Louis City, who just entered the league and was not a part of these valuations. They're probably a little higher. But when we're talking about 29 teams, you're talking about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 that Al-Hilal is willing to pay Lionel Messi to play soccer for them each season. Just to pay Messi $435 million per year, if you split that bill equally among the 29 teams, each team is chipping in exactly $15 million every year. $15 million United States dollars. Lorenzo Insigne is the player with the highest salary in MLS, and it ain't close. He makes almost double the second highest player, who is Sheridan Shaqiri. Toronto FC pays Lorenzo Insigne $14 million a season. That means that each team, if they equaled Al-Hilal's contract proposal, would have to chip in $1 million more each year than Toronto FC pays the highest paid player in the league right now. Y'all really think that's going to happen? Yeah, neither do I. Finally, there are some fans and pundits out there that have produced the theory that Apple could get involved in an effort to save its media rights deal for Major League Soccer. Apple, of course, agreed to pay the league $2 billion to have the exclusive streaming media rights to the league for 10 seasons. They're in the first year of that deal, and fans have had to sign up for their recently introduced MLS season pass. It's the only way for fans to guarantee they can see all of their team's matches. And to be fair, so far it's been pretty decent. However, recent reports have stated that Apple is none too thrilled with how many fans have actually signed up for the service through Apple TV. The number that was put out there was less than 40% of the projected number of subscriptions. And it's also been reported that Apple has an out clause should the number of subscribers drop to a certain level. And that's where this talk of the league actively pursuing Messi hit fever pitch. Coincidence? You be the judge. But would Apple throw money on the table, more money? Certainly they could, but they have to have the return on investment, and they don't have that right now with MLS season pass. Remember, of that, 40% of projected number of subscriptions, a lot of them got it for free. I don't know if that number is just total subscriptions or paid subscriptions, but every single season ticket member account across the league got a free subscription. Everyone who has T-Mobile got a free subscription. Everyone who has Metro PCS has a free subscription. And there are other deals out there that allowed you to get the first month or 3 months or even the whole season for free. So a lot of people aren't signing up for it, aren't paying for it. So if they throw more money on the table to try and lure Messi to America, will it be enough? Apple's got all the money, all of it. But Al-Hilal seems set on offering whatever it takes to sign Messi. And I don't care what you may think about the hundreds of millions of dollars that Messi has already earned in his career through salaries and endorsements. $435 million per year is generational wealth establishing type of money. That is a conversation ender. You may think he has enough money, but when you have a net worth that's valued over $500 million, earning almost that much every single year, that's hard to turn down. And more importantly, for MLS, that's impossible to compete with. So I say all that to say this. Don't get your hopes up about Messi coming to Major League Soccer. When you see the clickbait articles about, ooh, MLS says they're going to get Messi, Miami reports say it's all but official, I just remind you to follow the money. And the money trail ain't leading here. I, of course, reserve the right to be wrong, but to quote the movie Get Rich or Die Trying, terrible movie, great soundtrack, great album. When I'm right, I'm right. And when I'm wrong, I could have been right. So I'm right because I could have been wrong. But y'all know I'm right. But I could be wrong. We shall see. As we continue to transition to our new home at Podbean, I wanted to let you know as we get out of here about a couple of things that you're going to find as we build everything out. First, we have a landing page for you to follow the show. Check us out at usasoccercast.podbean.com. We'll continue to add things to that landing page, but from there, you can subscribe on just about any podcatching service you could possibly use. Secondly, we also have a Linktree page that will have all of our requisite links on it, including our affiliate links for Fanatics in the MLS store. Head to linktr.ee/USA Soccercast, and you'll be able to access all the important links, especially if you're trying to purchase one of those new U.S. Women's National Team jerseys. And the Fanatics links are good for anything on the Fanatics website, anything at all. Finally, remember to follow us on Twitter. We're at USA Soccercast, so give us a follow and tell your friends about the show and all that we got going on. All this will be in the show notes for this episode, and our Linktree page is also linked to our Podbean and our Twitter profile. So that will do it for episode 103 of the USA Soccercast. Thank you so much for listening, and please send us some topic suggestions as we move forward. You can email those, as always, to usasoccercast@gmail.com. We'll talk to you again soon, y'all. Peace.